他其实是一个基督徒，而且呢，他也，你看他的这个讲话，他感谢神，感谢上帝，他有一个耶稣作为依靠。可是我们不是要看到他讲的这些，而是说他从他这样的一个身心的一种状况，他怎么样去激发他的一种力量啊、能够在这样的一个处境，他还可以去鼓励别人啊、那这个呢，我们说何尝不是一个菩萨的视线呢？
Some juice, right? All right, so here we go, right? So it's like... Thomas Moore here, and I just want to show you how far I can kick this thing. And a lot of people are like freaking out, you know, how can you do that? And I just want to show you, it's really, really cool. Can I have a volunteer, please, to catch a ball for me? Let's see. Sure, I'll get you. How you doing? Yeah, see my finger pointing at you? Stand up. How you doing? Beautiful. What's your name?
Jake.
What is it?
Jake.
Jake, nice to meet you, Jake. Now, can I get you to do me a favor and probably just go up that way? See my finger pointing that way? Just up that way a little bit. Can you guys make a little bit of a path for him to go in amongst the crowd a little bit? Beautiful. Now, just face me, Jake. Now, I just want to show everybody how far I can actually boot this thing. I'm a big fan of David Beckham. I love David Beckham. I love how he curves that ball. And so I'm practicing, you know what I mean? So I'm just going to maybe just to get you to move back. Keep on moving back. Come on, back. Back. I'm joking, bro. I can't kick that far. Come forward. It's all good. I'm just joking. Right there is good. Right there is good. Now, that's a pretty big kick, so I'm going to take a little bit of a run up here. So, let me just it's actually not always guaranteed that it's going to happen the first time. So what happens when you
can someone give me a sound for ringing phone, please? Thank you, thank you. I'm coming! Ready? Hey, is that cool? Awesome. I want to talk about, like, when I started, you know, going to school and stuff, a lot of people put me down, you know what I mean? Like, people tease each other. I mean, people come up and say, hey, you're fat, you know, you're like, lose some weight, and you're like, you go home, and you look at yourself in the mirror and go, I'm fat, right? And so many people tease each other. Oh, you know, you're too short, you're too tall, you look whatever. You have different hair and all that. It doesn't matter. See, the thing is, when you're in school, when you're growing up in life, it actually sort of matters to people how you look. And then it matters to you because it matters to others. Why? Why does it matter how you look? Because if they don't like you, then who will? If they don't accept you, then who will? And the fear that we have is that we're going to be alone. That we're not good enough. And you know, we have to change ourselves. You know, so many people pull me down and say, Nick, you look too weird and no one's really offended. And you can't do this and you can't do that. And I couldn't change anything. It's not like just fixing my hair one day and everything's fine. It's not like, you know, just whatever. I couldn't change my circumstance. I couldn't just one day wake up and say, hey, give me arms and legs. I need arms and legs. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we went to a bodybuilder, you know, and said, can you make me some arms and legs? No joking. Bodybuilder, you get it? Right? See, the thing, you know, I go up to people, can you give me a hand? You know, just joking. But it was so hard because people put me down. And I started believing that I was not good enough. I started believing that I was a failure. That I'd never ever be somebody who people would like or people would accept. And it was so hard, man. I thought to myself, I can't go on the soccer field like everybody else. And I can't ride my bike and I can't skateboard and all these sort of things. And I started getting depressed. I thought, what kind of purpose do I have to live? I mean, are you just here to live to die? I mean, is there not a purpose for me? Is there not a purpose in life? And I had questions and no answers. And I asked my mum and dad, why did this happen? I asked doctors, why did this happen? And they don't know. There are some things in life that are out of your control that you can't change and you've got to live with. The choice that we have, though, is either to give up or keep on going. I want to ask you, what are you going to believe? Are you going to believe in yourself? You're going to believe everybody else's judgment on you? Are you going to believe people when they say that you're a failure? When no one really likes you, no one really cares about you. And it's not really to say that, hey, you need someone to come up and say, hey, really, I like you, I care about you. No, it's not that, but it's the fact that people put you down. People don't even look you in the eye. People ask you how you are, and you say fine, but you're not fine, and they'll never know that. I tell you, life is interesting. Life's a journey. See this phone here? Let's say that I want to go to the phone, right? And I start from over here. Now, to get to the phone, it's not like I'm going to start meditating and going hum, right? And float across the air, right? It's not going to work. It's not like I'm going to go hum and woo, you know? It's not going to work. So I have to take one step at a time, one step at a time, one step at a time. You can only take one step at a time. I don't care how big your step is, it's only one step at a time. You can't do two steps in one. You understand? So it's like one step at a time. And you take steps in this direction, you take steps in that direction. Sort of get lost along the way and sometimes you fall down. Now to illustrate my point, I'm going to jump off the table, do a back twist, and land on the floor. Okay? Is that cool? Are you ready? Oh, there's a clock there. Okay, can you move the clock for a second, please? Beautiful, beautiful. All right. You ready? So, are you guys ready? Just let me know when you're ready. You ready? Okay, ready? One, two. I'm joking, man. Are you serious? Just put the clock back there. If I did that, I'll break my arm or something. You know what I mean? But honestly, along the way, you might fall down like this. Ready? So what do you do when you fall down? Get back up. Everybody knows to get back up because if I start walking, I'm not going to get anywhere. But I tell you, there are some times in life where you fall down and you feel like you don't have the strength to get back up. You sort of put a mask on your face when you come to school and pretend that everything's okay when it's not, and you go home and lay in your bed where no one's looking at you and you don't have to impress anybody, and you're yourself. And fear comes in. You know the fear that you have as soon as you walk into the doors of your house. Maybe there's a broken home. Maybe you have doubt in your life. Maybe you don't know for sure what's going to be happening in the future and it scares you. Maybe you're worried about what people think of you, what people say about you. Just that fear paralyzes you. And I just want to ask you today, do you think you have hope? Because I tell you, I'm down here, face down, and I have no arms, no legs. It should be impossible for me to get back up. I mean, you go home and tie the legs and arms of your brothers and sisters and like push them down and see how long it's going to take them to get back up. You know what I mean? You know, you can tell them that you'll see them tomorrow. You know what I mean? But this is the thing. It should be impossible for me to get back up, but it's not. You see, I will try 100 times to get up, and if I fail 100 times, if I fail and I give up, do you think that I'm ever going to get up? No. But if I fail, I try again and again and again. For as long as I try, there's always that chance of getting up. Does that make sense? And it's not the end until you've given up. And just the fact that you're here should persuade you that you have another chance to get back up. There's still hope. I'm not here today to tell you that I understand your pain. I don't know how it feels to be abused. I don't know how it feels to feel, quote, fat and you've got an eating disorder. I don't know how it feels to have a broken home. I don't know how it feels. I don't know how it feels to have a broken heart. And I know how it feels to be alone. And I want you to know that I found my strength in Jesus Christ, and you're going to find your strength in whatever you find it in. But I just want you to know that it's not the end. It matters how you're going to finish. Are you going to finish strong? And you will find that strength to get back up like this. I was depressed. When I was age 8, I used to concentrate on the things I didn't have. I wish I had arms and legs, and I wish I could do this, but what can I do? You see, I have a choice, and that's what I want to talk about today, choices. I can either be angry for not having arms and legs, or be thankful for my chicken drumstick. You see, I can still do a lot of things. At home, I can brush my teeth, comb my hair, get myself ready in the morning, and I'm traveling around the world. It's amazing. But I had to ask myself a couple questions. And the first question was really, who am I? Who am I? I'm Nick Vujicic, but who is that? And it's funny how the friends around you sort of determine who you are. You change yourself. You come to school. And everybody swore around me in high school, so I started swearing. Why? Because it's the cool thing to do. Everybody swears. So I don't want to be left out. And I want to be accepted, so I started swearing. You go to a party, everybody's drinking, so you drink. Why? Why everybody else around me is doing a big deal. And you start losing yourself, and you start putting your security in temporary things. You start putting your happiness in things that won't last. You can get drunk all you like, but in the morning, you're going to be sober with a headache with the same problems. You want to be high the rest of your life on drugs? Everybody said, don't do drugs, don't do drugs. Well, why? Why do we even go there? It's either out of curiosity, peer pressure, or trying to escape reality. Basically, happy things. That's why we go to drugs, sex, alcohol. Why do you do it? Because it feels good. Okay? That's how we do it. I mean, if you want something, you go get it. You want to buy something, you save up money, you go get it. Why? Because that will make you happy. And we take these steps in the wrong direction that will actually take you away from your dreams. Oh, don't worry, Nick. Drugs and alcohol won't take me away from my dreams and my purpose and sex and all that. No. But I tell you, it actually will. Because you go to a level of drinking and you go to a level of drugs and it's not enough. You'll find that out. And then you try something new. And then you'll also go to school and people will put you down and parents will tell you that you're a failure because you failed at a test. And you start believing the lies around you, saying that you're not good enough and no one's going to want you and you'll never ever do anything good in your life and you'll never ever achieve the dreams and goals that you wish you had done or wish that you could do. And these steps take you closer. That voice saying, you're not good enough. You're not good enough, you're not good enough, and all you need is one more step to fall. So you have a choice to know which step you're going to take today. Let me ask you, do you know who you are? You want to know who I think you are? You care about what your friends think who you are, you know? You care about their opinion. You want to know who I am? You want to know what I think you are? I'll tell you right now. I don't care how you look. Honestly, if you're 400 kilos, I'm going to come up to you and give you a hug and say that I love you. I don't care if you're fat, short, tall, thin, what, I don't care, man. I really don't care how you look. I don't care what you're good at. I don't care what you're not good at. I don't care if you like rock and roll music or not. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care if you're a good mathematician or a good athletic or not good at anything that you think. But I'm going to come and tell you that you're awesome just the way you are. I know so many teenagers who look themselves in the mirror and wish that they had a different body. Girls, you're beautiful just the way you are. You're gorgeous. You're gorgeous. Just, I love you just the way you are. And you boys, you're the man. Because it's not how you look. When you see me for the first time, many of you felt sorry for me. Do you feel sorry for me anymore? No. Why? Because you know who I am. But don't you remember I have no arms and no legs? Would you want to be my friend? Of course you would. Why? Because you like who I am. But I have no arms and no legs. And you're going to say, so what? So when you say, well, I have this or I don't have that, I'm going to go, so what? I don't care. You are worth more than diamonds. All the diamonds in the world, you are so precious. Every single one of your hearts, you can do something. Not just something that you can do, but you can live life. Life is not always good. Life is always not rosy. But life is worth living when you find purpose. Nick, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know. My parents want me to do this. My teachers want me to do that. My friends think that I should do this, and I don't know what to do. And you're torn, man. You don't know what to do. You have to make important decisions, man. You don't know what to do. Who do you believe? Follow your heart. If that's who you want to be, if that's what you want to do in life, then walk to it. One day at a time. That phone might feel so far away. In fact, it might seem impossible for you to reach that. Let's say that phone was all the way at the back of the room. How am I going to get off this table? I can't. How am I going to get there? I can't. But I want you to know that nothing is impossible. And if it is impossible for your dreams to come true, let's say you want to become a pilot and you can't be a pilot for some reason, maybe your eyesight or maybe your height. I know somebody who couldn't be a pilot. They're doing something now that they actually love to do. See, all things come together for the good. That's how it is in my life. You see, there's nothing good about having no arms, no legs, is there? No. If I, click my fingers, metaphorically speaking, and your arms and legs disappeared, do you think you'd be happy with me? No, you'd come run after me and headbutt me, okay? Because there's nothing good about having no limbs, but I love my life. Do you want to know why? Because I've seen the purpose. Because I have no arms and no legs, you're all listening to what I have to say. This is maybe the most attentive you've been in any guest speaker. Because everybody else is boring, and what would they know anyway? That's what you think. Don't worry, I was at school too. Like, what do you know? I don't care what many people have to say. They have no idea what I'm going through. What pain do they know? But you see me and you see what sort of pain I could go through. And what I've gone through. And all of a sudden now, I'm seeing all of you. And maybe for the first time, you're believing these words out of my mouth saying, I love you. And you don't even know me, but you actually believe that I do love you. You see, it's an unconditional love. You don't have to do anything for me to love you. I just love you. Why? I don't know. Because I just love you. Why? It's love. It's unconditional love. Not only is it about you and your life, but what about the people around you? You know, if you think that you have no purpose, think, I don't know what I want to do. You know, I wish I could do this, but I don't think this is going to happen in my life. Let me tell you this. So many people came up to me and said, Nick, I don't have a purpose. I don't know what to do in my life. Let me ask you one thing. If you went through your life full of pain, full of tears, and at the end of your life, you actually saved somebody's life, is your life worth living? Is the pain worth someone's life? If you could actually save somebody? Can you imagine? If you actually saw somebody nearly get run over a car, you dive and get them out of the way of the car, for instance, an example, would that be worth living? You save somebody's life. I don't know. What about this? Let's say that you have a problem in your life and you want to give up now. Imagine if someone 10 years older who's gone through the exact same thing that you have actually got through it and came to you and said, you know what? I know how it feels. I've been there. I've been going through what you're going through now, but I'm still here. Would that not encourage you? Could that possibly save your life? Yes. Is that not a purpose worth living for? And that's why I believe in you, because that is the greatest purpose. It's to love. Honest. It sounds corny. Whatever you want to say, I don't care. I love people because there is freedom and power in loving people. You have a choice every day you come to school to either tease somebody, gossip about somebody, or you can go up to them and encourage them. You can go up to somebody and say, hey, you're looking good today. When you ask them how you're doing and they say, okay, and you know they're not okay, you can say, no, really, how are you doing? You could save somebody's life. Oh, really, Nick? No, I don't think so. Check this out. I was 6 years old, grade one. 12 people teased me. I counted them all on my fingers. 12 people teased me. And at the end of the day, 10 to 3 in the afternoon, I said, I can't do this. If one more person teases me today, that's it. I'm going to give up. And I'm driving in my wheelchair, my BMW 7 Series to my parents, right? And there is this one girl who yells out, hey, Nick! I'm thinking, great, here it is. She comes to me and she says, Nick, I just want you to know that you're looking good today. And I'm like, the power of encouragement. You can save a person's life. Because I tell you, I was walking, man, this way. You're not good enough. People telling me, no one loves you. You know, there's nothing good in your life. You can't do this. You can't do that. No one's going to want to marry you and all these sort of things. And get to the edge, and all I needed was that one more person to tell me that I wasn't good enough, and I'd be down there. Do you know that you could be that one person for somebody else to push them over? You don't know how many people have eating disorders in this school. You don't know how many people want to hurt themselves.
themselves in this school, they hide it. You don't know how many people hate their life. And you're one of the reasons why. Can you imagine that? Serious. Why? Just because you want to have fun. Grow up. Grow up. I dare this school not to tease another person for the rest of the day. I dare you. I dare you. Do you think that's possible? People will say, well, I won't do it, but everybody else will. Be the change you want to see. And you be that person and turn them around. This school should have every person having a friend. You see somebody having no friends, why don't you go up to that person and be their friend? Because you're scared of what people think of you. Let's do it. Let's wake up. Embrace it, man. Let's live. I love my life. Nothing stopped me. Am I happy all the time? No. No, I'm not happy all the time. I'm not happy. I cry sometimes. Not because of no arms or no legs. This is easy. I'm talking about the things in life that other things, man. I'm like stressed about and anxious about it. The person that I love, they're hurting and I can't do anything about that. That's what kills me. We're all going through something. We're all trying to find that something, that happiness. You can find it. Because I found it. Check this out. You need to learn something. Do you know for you to learn something, it was actually learned by somebody else? And anything that anybody else learns, you can actually learn. Makes sense, right? How do you know this is black? Because someone told you it was black. Why? Because someone learned that this was black. And you were able to learn that this was black by someone teaching you. Nothing's really beyond your reach. You understand what I'm saying? But we're not all good at maths. We're not all good at athletics. We're not all good at, you know, maybe telling colors, big deal. Find what you love to do. I love loving people, man. I love encouraging people. That's the greatest thing. The greatest business in the world, saving people's lives. Love it. We're not all going to be speakers. We're not all going to be doing something. That'd be crazy. What do you want to do in your life? Is there something more to your life? Because I found something more to my life, and I believe it's God, and you're on your journey. It's fine. I love you guys so much. I love you very much. Choices are yours. I made a choice to keep my virginity until I'm married. It's proof beyond words that my wife was worth waiting for. Do we make wrong choices? Yes, we do. Are there consequences for bad choices? Yes, there are. And I can talk another half an hour on consequences on drugs, sex, and alcohol, but I'm not here to lecture you. I'm not here to say not to do drugs or not to do all that stuff. Look. But don't believe that you know everything either. What I don't know won't kill me, right? That's what they say, right? That is stupid. How dumb is that? Say I've got a brain tumor and I don't know it. Is that going to kill me still? Yeah. Boo. Eat. Of course. Look at me. And my life. I've made choices and this is how I am. This is where I am. And I love it. You know what's cool? Sorry. Just getting a seat organized. That's better. Put my feet up, you know. I want to talk about my wife. I'm not married. I don't know who my wife is yet. Right? It's okay. I know she's coming. It's fine. She's coming. Just because you have no boyfriend, girls, it doesn't mean you're not beautiful, that you're not loved. You don't need a boyfriend. You don't need to use your body as security to make you feel that someone needs you. My wife is coming. hands to hold my wife's hand, but I don't need hands to hold her heart. That's all I want to hold. I tell you, a real man would wait. A real man would not put your life in danger if you're not 100% sure that you're going to be together for the rest of your life. That's why I haven't had sex, because I don't know who I'm going to marry yet. Why sleep around with everybody else? It's so silly. Why? Just for temporary pleasure? Nah, man. It's beautiful to know I've only shared that with my girl. My girl. And I'm her guy. I love that. We're going to have children together. I know that. And how am I going to hug my children when they're crying? I used to get depressed over that. What kind of a father am I going to be? Check this out. There was a girl. She's so cute, man. You know, one of my friend's daughters, and she was, you know, 2.5 years old. She had this pink flowery hat on, pink shoes on. She was about my height as well. And she came, and she was hugging everybody goodbye at this family function, and she comes to me, and I'm sitting on the floor, and she's just looking at me, and I'm like, cool. She's just staring at me. I'm like, okay, what can a 2.5-year-old honestly be thinking about? Like, it's so weird. And she was looking at me for about 25 seconds, and then she realizes something. Like this little light, ding, you know, came to it. And she realized that I had no hands to hug, so when she came up to me to hug me, she put her hands behind her back. And she hugged me with her neck. Hey, no! Isn't that more beautiful? So beautiful. Why am I here? To tell you this, that I love you. Everything's going to be okay. But today, not to say that I am going to be with you every day to tell you that. Not to say that I understand what you're going through, but today I've come here so you would remember my smile. And you'd remember what I said. You have a choice to either uplift somebody or put someone down. You either have the choice to step towards your goals and dreams or step away, going into temporary things. You have a choice to either give up or keep going. Give up or get up. When you fail, try again and again. I want you to close your eyes, please. If you don't want to close your eyes, that's fine. Just stare at the floor. Don't talk to the person next to you, please. I want to ask you, how are you? What heaviness are you carrying? What tears do you hold back? What pain? What fears are kept inside? You don't have to hold on to those fears. You just take one step at a time. Not to say that one day these fears are just going to completely disappear, but can you forgive those who've hurt you? Because that's where healing starts. Every time someone puts you down, will you make a decision to bring somebody else up? Picture yourself in an open area. There's no buildings and there's no shelter, and there's a storm above you. This storm represents the situations in your life. And you don't tell anybody what you're going through, because first of all, they wouldn't understand. And second of all, they can't even help you anyway. You're in this storm and you're down on your knees and you're cold and you're weak and you feel like this is the end. Are you not still here? You are still here. You don't have to do this talk to whoever you talk to, but I talk to Jesus. But hold on to that person who you think might help you, and imagine them right now saying that they can't stop the storm right now, but they will hold you and keep you warm until the storm passes. Because when they hold you, the storm's still there, but it's okay. Because they're with you all the way. Think of your friends. You look them in the eye and you know maybe they're not really that happy. You go to parties and you just look them in the eye. And you know that they're hurting as well. Everybody's trying to cover up. Can you lift somebody today? Someone always out there who believes in you, who loves you just the way you
are. This is exactly what this school needed, because teenagers at this point in their life, they go through trying to find out who they are, and you never really get to find it out with other people. People can't tell you who you are. You've got to find it for yourself, and you've got to be able to respect yourself and learn to love yourself before you can change your environment. And that's really been helpful with what Nick said. It's told kids that it doesn't matter what you look like, it doesn't matter what you smell like, it doesn't matter what colour eyes you have or if you have braces or anything. It just matters who you are on the inside, and that person is who everybody should be seeing. And if they're not seeing it, then you should be looking for someone else. You should be looking for someone who does see who you are on the inside and who does love you.
Challenged and inspired to never give up, and I believe that you have been touched. I'd love to hear from you. Write to me. Go on my website, attitudesaltitude.com. I enjoy So please write to me or email me. Also want you to know that there is a book coming and a series of DVDs. So be on the lookout for that. If you see me on the street face to face, make sure you come up and say hello. Give me a hug. I'd love to meet you. Remember, there is always hope. Never give up.
留给大家，也是想说其实像这一类的，就是我们就是人间菩萨嘛，他们其实就是现身说法。